About $1 billion has been sourced for the establishment of Ghana's third port at Keta in the Volta region. The project, which is being spearheaded by the Volta Foundation on a public-private partnership, is expected to commence before the end of the year. According to the president of the Volta Foundation, Dumega Raymond Okujetu, all negotiations have been concluded with DY Engineering Limited of Korea, who are the contractors. Dumega Okujetu said the Korean company has agreed to finance the entire project. Dumega Okujetu shed light on the Keta Harbor project in his interview with Bubu Klinogo.
We've done a lot so far. During the past 3 weeks, to be precise, things have taken a turn for the better. I've been told within a month at most, we will know where we are. So I'm hoping that the government will come and give us the green light to bring the Koreans on board.
But from all indications, we've seen that this harbor project is taking too much time. Looking at the time that we heard that there was going to be a harbor at Keta, what is happening?
It has taken a lot of time, but you see, there has been confusion. The last time we had a meeting with the Ministry of Finance, they thought the government was going to come with some money. They did not know that I had already convinced the Koreans that no, the government contribution will be the land. Therefore, the government is not going to pump in one penny. The 15% equity is going to take because the project is being done on PPP. The Koreans will finance everything. Currently, the estimated cost is about $400 million. Not a penny will come from the government. And I believe in view of this fact, there is a rethink. So I'm hoping that within 2-3 weeks, we'll hear from them.
Does that mean that after the 2-3 weeks, we will see the Koreans on the ground starting the construction of the harbor?
Once the government gives the green light to the Koreans, once there is a letter from the PPP department of the Ministry of Finance, the Koreans will come here and sign a formal contract with the government, because the government is a partner in the project. Once that is done, then they will decide when to start work.
President of the Volta Foundation, Dumegan Raymond Okujetu, talking to Bubu Klinogo on the Keta Harbor project.